Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Did I or did I not say?
You said 5 minutes.
5 minutes, right? That was 5 minutes ago. So we're starting without him. I said, we're starting without Scotty. Laura's like, I don't know. You should wait.
He said it would take you at least eight in the bathroom. So that's why he went over to do the CDs.
He's over doing the CDs. What? We have CDs?
So he cleaned out his closet from his old house, his old apartment, and brought in probably 20 boxes of CDs because he might sell them in our next yard sale.
He realizes that we would get the money for that, and he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice of him. I didn't know we were doing another yard sale.
Well, he says as he cleans out his new house, he keeps bringing in some junk. So we get junk to sell.
I hate yard sales. The online yard sale, cool. That's cool.
Well, we made 17 grand, so yeah. I'm guessing that's a cool, pretty good.
But
cool
the yard sale, I'm never having a yard sale. I'm never, ever, ever having a yard sale. By the way, thank you very much to Philotimo Casino in Manchester and Dover, our sponsors of the Bus 24/7. Jimmy Dunn, our buddy, he's hanging out with us here. You a yard sale guy? You are a yard sale guy.
I like old junk.
Yeah, you do.
I love to buy old stuff and try and save it.
You don't like the farmers markets, but you
I'm
like
not a fan of the farmers market. But I will go to we go to Todd Farm, the big flea market down in Rowley.
Yes.
My wife and I will go to that a lot. But I like going to a yard sale, finding some old surfboards. I got a collection of old surfboards. I have a collection of old pinball machines.
You've brought home some real junk. Your wife looked at it and said, what is that? But then you fixed it or refurbished it and done that stuff.
But the surfboards take up a lot of space. That's if you've collected.
I got them. I do. I have them all up in the rafters of my office, and I got a really cool collection of old surfboards in my rafters. But I will go chase down. If I see an ad that says old surfboard, $100.
You're in.
I'll go look at that. Because that's how you find this. You know, you hear the stories about, oh my God, I found a 1966 Greg Knoll, the cat. That's how you find them. You don't find them with the picture, because if the picture's there, there'll be 300 people trying to buy it in 8 seconds.
Jimmy is a surfer, in case you didn't know. And let me ask this.
Yes.
How does that roll some surf music?
Nice.
Is it me, or did surfboards used to be a lot longer? Much like skis, they used to be really, really tall, but now they're shorter because better control, easier control?
There was a period of the original surfboards in the 30s, 40s, 50s were really long. Then there was the longboard era of the 60s. Then in the 70s, there was what they call the shortboard era, where everything got shorter and they could control them more. And then in the 80s, the modern surfboard certainly got a lot shorter and a lot more functional.
Right.
Since then, people, high performance, it's a shorter board. But there's still a whole bunch of people that love riding old longboards. Not old, but
were they
long.
9 feet?
Yeah, that's the standard size for a longboard.
So how do you surf in New England when the average wave height is like 2 feet?
That's not true. That's a misconception.
3 feet.
The average wave height is on days where there's no surf is next to nothing. But when it gets big, you know, I surfed waves that were over my head yesterday.
I was going to say, did you go out this past couple days? Because we had that storm that kept circling, and seeing the guys on the news going, if you're a surfer, get out.
I'm up early, as you know, and I'm along the coast a lot of the time, and I've seen really big waves that are like holy crap waves, and I've seen, but on the average, I think, you know, 2-3 feet, maybe you get a little bit of a, at one point, I guess it depends on where you are.
Anything that's chest high, that's when I start getting in the water.
Mm-hmm. I just see a 9-foot board on a 4-foot wave.
Well, the big board helps you float, helps you get into it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm also 240 pounds right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't ride the, when I was a kid, I rode a 6'7" lightning bolt. Now Now I ride a 9-foot board. I ride a 10-foot long board. Yeah. I ride an 11.5-foot stand-up paddle board.
Kelly was looking at a lightning bolt the other day. I saw him. He was on the internet looking it up. He definitely wants to get into it.
I am going
to
be the next Duke Kahanamoku.
Duke of the Nice.
What do you call it when you get your toes up on the end of the board, on the front of the board?
That could be a hang 5 or a hang 10.
Hang 5 or a hang 10.
Depends on how many toes you get out to.
Okay. Yeah, how many you get over there.
Did you ever have a Woody? The car, the old.
No,
the old
I never
California
had a Woody car. I thought we'd change the topics.
No.
Ocean's cold,
no,
buddy.
No, I'm just talking about like I'm.
No, but
about
I do love
stuff.
Those old Woodies. I got a buddy who got not a PT Cruiser, but the other the Chevy SSR thing, and he had a vinyl Woody kit made for it.
I looked at the PT Cruiser and I thought that is the weakest attempt at the Woody, the old fashioned Woody that I've seen. But then again, you know what? Why not? It's a
but
cool little
car. California works for people.
Yeah.
I got a buddy that's got one that's got he put fake wood down the side of it. And it's actually pretty funny.
Remember? So you're a good surfer. Do you skimboard?
I used to skimboard it, but when I was a kid, I loved doing that. I know you kids were getting into it.
And
right?
I tried really, really hard at the OOB last weekend. I almost ate dirt like 12 times in a row and then a second.
You should.
Well, that might be why your hammy's all firing up too, because that is a dangerous activity.
That was last weekend. I've been fine till today.
She's a freaking walking danger zone. She gets hurt doing everything.
But listen, so last it was cold, obviously, but I can boogie board with the best of them, and I loved boogie boarding. Okay. So I was like, oh, I'll try the skimboard. Oh, whoa, big difference.
Where is it? Wicked, just shallow, and you run and just try to land on it.
Yeah, skim across the breaking waves, and I'm like, I must be too heavy because it keeps like.
But if you fall, you're falling right into water that's not deep.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's what I said. I almost ate dirt.
How do I get on surfing? By the way.
Because of the waves yesterday.
Oh yeah. Was that? No. That's not what started the conversation.
I don't know. But it was the surf was great yesterday, and it was rainy and crappy, and I was out in the middle of nowhere by myself.
Yeah.
And a big giant seal popped up right next to me.
Hello.
Yeah.
And no, it wasn't. Oh, hello! Oh. The first time it was like,
right.
It's a seal. Okay, good.
No, okay.
Well, where there are seals,
that's what they say.
Yeah, well, that there can be sharks because shark bite humans, thinking the human is a seal.
But he looked at you, thinking you were a seal buddy because you
You know what I do is I paint on the bottom of my surfboard, not a seal.
Yeah.
So then the sharks look up and go, "Oh, that's not a seal."
Not gonna waste my time.
No, but the seal thought you were his friend.
No, the seal said, "That's that dope that was trying to surf that pumpkin last."
What an idiot. Okay. Well, some of the things that we haven't covered there at this point. We didn't bring this up on the air. Tom Brady. Do you see the pictures?
Yep. When he met his kids, he went to Disney World.
I looked at this, and it didn't say Tom Brady, and I thought, that guy looks just like Tom Brady. And apparently he went on the Disney Tower of Terror,
which,
if you've ever been
on. He put a bunch of pictures up on his Instagram if you follow him.
Right. And I got no problem with it. It's a goofy picture. Anything that makes Tom look goofy, people are going to put up on the internet and stuff. But a goofy picture of him kind of as the cart you sit in drops, you know, 14 stories or whatever, he's making a goofy face, which I have no problem with. However, the sweater tied around the neck is just so...
I can see that on him, though.
I mean, he can make anything look good because he's Tom Brady. But at the same time, it's like sweater tied around the neck. I don't know, man.
He was married to a fashionista for a long time, and, you know, he's probably
a fashion guy.
Yeah.
He's probably getting $300,000 from that sweater company.
And probably getting a bunch of ball-busting texts from guys like Gronk and Edelman for that sweater tied over the front.
Probably, but then he's gotta go. Then he just probably just goes like this. It goes well with my rings.
Check out my rings.
Yeah,
I know. Did you get everything done there, Scotty?
Oh, yeah, that poop came on quick.
You were working with CDs.
Whoa. Oh, no, I went in. I was waiting for you to, somebody was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then I watched them walk by. I was like, woof.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that.
It was like, you were doing CDs.
No,
I'm like,
that came on it quick.
Okay, good to know. I wasn't asking about that, and I didn't need to know that.
I sweated it out.
Okay, thank you very much. Yep. Thank you very much. I was not asking about that. You know what?
I did a towel, and I worked through it.
Okay.
I think he's saying stop, but go ahead. Keep going.
So, the other day, and we hit on this, I mentioned it a couple of times, I lost my dog. We had to... let Molly go. It was a quick illness. It was brutal. I'm very, very broken up about it. Hard to talk about. But the one thing that, not that anything good comes from it, you know, because you do the right thing, you do the merciful thing, but it's excruciating to go through. And I honestly am shocked that it's this excruciating. Hmm. I've lost pets before. Never have I felt like I feel now.
Yeah.
But if I was going to say, and this is going to sound bad, but there was one thing that came out of it that was like, oh, okay. Tyler's girlfriend Morgan sent a huge edible bouquet.
Yeah.
One of those edible arrangements. Yeah. All that fruit. Those things are the freaking, they're baller.
They're so good.
Yes.
And they're,
I know, they're not,
so
they're
for,
a lot of cheese.
Good for him,
yeah,
getting her.
A lot of cheese.
Yeah, the cost of, and I think every time I'm like, I could just go and buy all these fruits, but it doesn't taste the same when you buy them all yourself and yeah. prepare them. They look good when they're little daisies.
I'm just saying, they're really good. And so last night, I ate the pineapple part.
Oh. You know, I would have eaten the pineapple first.
The pineapple was delicious, right? And so I come in this morning.
Is this your life?
Yes,
this is your life.
I had something gave me a brief moment of enjoyment last night in the wake of everything that I've been through. You know, and look, people go through worse. I get it 100%. Yeah. But I'm just looking for a little bit of positivity, right? So I have some pineapple. This morning's news.
Yep.
Here's the headline: pineapples are actually eating us.
Stop
what?
It. What?
The proverbial...
What? Is it the acid or something?
Proteins in pineapple are actually eating you. When you eat a pineapple, you're actually getting stabbed by thousands of tiny needles called raphides. R-A-P-H-I-D-E-S. Those needles contain calcium oxalate, and it pokes holes in your cell membranes. It's why you get the irritated feeling when eating pineapple or kiwi. So it's actually...
I don't get an irritated feeling.
I don't either.
I do.
Do you?
I do. I thought I had an allergy to pineapple, but that explains it.
You're poking holes in your cell membranes.
My mouth sometimes will feel like almost like a bee sting. Like I have some sort of allergic reaction to pineapple, and I always just went, I shouldn't eat pineapple. I don't eat it.
I wish you had warned me about that before.
I think I had
your mouth.
A little. I think I have a little bit of that with kiwi. I always think it's weird to eat kiwi.
Yeah,
I love kiwi.
But here we are in a week that has blown. For me.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm like I enjoy. I ate some pineapple slices last night. Next morning. They're eating me.
Yeah.
This is my freaking life.
Whatever.
You know what I mean?
I love pineapple, and I remember as a kid, we'd go out to eat. I think it was for Easter. Yeah. I'd get a small piece of ham, and it always came
with
pineapple.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was like the warm pineapple. Nothing better.
With a little brown sugar on it.
Oh, my God. It was heaven.
Yeah. Take a pineapple on your Blackstone. Cut your pineapple in half. Grill it. Make fried rice. With pork, ham, whatever, and throw it right back in your pineapple, and just as you scoop the pineapple, you're getting the fried rice. So good.
Let me tell you something.
I know that's eating you.
It's just I can't win. Standing there next to the putting green in the golf course, I get hit in the head with a frigging golf club. I'm on a roll.
Yeah.
I'm definitely on a roll. But speaking of pineapple, there is a bar in a town next to where I live, and they make a burger. It's a Hawaiian burger,
yep.
So it's not a patty, not a frozen patty. They make a burger, they grill a pineapple, they put the pineapple slice on top of the burger, and they cover it in it's kind of a teriyaki sauce.
Ooh.
Oh my God,
that sounds good
to die for. I think I might go get one today.
And that's a beef burger, not a chicken.
Yeah, that's a beef burger.
Okay, because that's a big chicken recipe in Hawaii too. That. Pineapple
and chicken
with the teriyaki.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
How
yeah.
do you go wrong?
Yeah,
can't go wrong.
Well,
with that right
now
there.
That the pineapple's eating your guts, I don't know.
I know what I
am. Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I know what goes on in my stomach. I say, bring the pineapple on.
You
good
can
luck
take
to
it.
You.
Take it.
Yeah. I want to ask you, Jimmy. Jimmy is starring in the new Frasier.
Not starring. No, let's not say starring. Jimmy's very funny in the new Frasier.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, let's be honest here.
Once we see it, we might be like, you're the star.
This guy named Kelsey Grammer. Well, he's the star.
You're in the cast. You're in one of the. You're one of the cast.
Yes. Remember, all you have to do is have one penis put in you, and you're a porno star.
Yeah. Or so, put one penis in someone.
In
one movie.
Someone. All it is porno star. Immediately, star. You're not, you're a porno star.
Right.
Kelly Brown, porno star.
There's no small part porn.
There's a story in the news today that I wanted
to ask
you about. And it talks about like people in Hollywood and stuff, people who have assistants.
Yes.
Right? Which is, you people out there, man, they're in their 20s, 25, maybe 28, or maybe depending on how long they've done it, and they will do anything and everything the person they work for needs.
Yes.
It could be something really ridiculous, going to get something or whatever. It could be really ridiculous, or it could be something that's really big. But Martha Stewart, if you're going to work for Martha Stewart,
yeah,
you have to be available at her beck and call every minute of every day.
Yes.
What is that like? Do you ever see people with assistants that are just
call at 1 a.m? Like, yeah.
I wouldn't be privy to that, but I have seen I've seen people that you never see that person without that assistant
right
20 feet away with a notepad. Do this, do that, do that, do this.
Right.
The reason is there's so much money involved
that
people have 15 projects going on. They got to keep it organized. And, you know, when you got that kind of money and you're making that kind of money, you don't have time to go grocery shopping. You don't have time to send.
I get that.
I picture I can't think of his name, our cooking buddy who also has the alcohol. Robert Irvine's the type.
He does have an assistant. Where he's like, bang, you take care of this.
But there's a difference between, like, say, I could be probably somebody's normal assistant, but I don't want to be called at 2 a.m, 3 a.m, when they wake up and have an idea or something.
Martha Stewart said she called an employee on a Sunday once. He said, I can't talk right now. I'm in the bathtub. And she said, I know I couldn't work with him.
Yeah.
Bang, fired. Done. Because he couldn't answer the call at the exact moment she needed.
It's probably a great job for somebody who has no family and wants to always have their finger on the pulse. It's not for somebody like us that has a family and stuff going on. These people probably live, some of them, on the property one way or another, or live so close that they have to be there in a minute's notice.
If you can't talk on a Sunday and you take umbrage that I'm calling you on a Sunday, you know, if you're a terribly religious person, I take that into consideration. But I knew this guy was not a terribly religious person. It's exciting. Business is exciting. I want people to feel the same way about business. But it's one thing to be involved in the business. It's another thing to be, I needed 3 lattes with blah, 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 blah. That's what I think. It gets annoying to the average person. You know what I mean?
Well, but I've had agents that had assistants to the agent.
Yeah.
And they're on call 24/7. Mm-hmm. Most of them are very young, and they're working their way into the business, and that's how you prove how hungry you are, is to be available all the time.
What's the most outrageous thing you've seen?
Most outrageous
thing? Like a celebrity demanding treatment. You don't have to name names because I don't want you to get in any trouble because you're working in the business. But I mean, like, have you ever seen anybody that you've worked with pretty cool people?
I've honestly never seen anything really stupid, except every now and then you see someone that's so big. They say, before you even go in there, don't ask, don't make eye contact, don't treat them, you know, don't. And this is something that I do see with famous people. Everyone has a cousin who has a story that has a connection to this famous person. So when I get to that famous person, this is my story. This is more, when I get to Ben Affleck, I'm going to tell him this story. And Ben Affleck takes 40 of those stories a day.
Yeah, right.
Mm. Yeah. No, right. Your aunt was in the background of the town. And the bakery. Yeah, I remember. Right. And I can't imagine what that's like, man.
Yeah.
I was briefly in a movie with Matt Damon, but I spent 3 days in his presence.
Yeah.
And every 8 seconds, someone came up and wanted to talk to him and get a picture. And he was so generous.
Yeah.
But at the same time, man, he's making a movie.
Yeah, right.
I'll give you one. I won't mention the comedian, but I was hired to open the show for a comedian who was doing his special in Boston.
Yeah.
Very famous comedian. And I was in the green room, sitting there. You've been in green rooms a million times with my wife, and there were a few other people. And he came in, and it was a little loud. He had another room he could go to.
Yeah.
He screamed, threw a fit, told his assistant to throw everybody out. And they came over to throw me out. And they said, I'm the opening act. Okay. Well, she's got to go. Well, that's my wife. Well, she can't be here, he just said. I said, great. I hope he's got an extra 45 minutes of comedy because I'm leaving.
Right.
And I did. I was down the street in Boston.
Yeah.
And that assistant chased me down the street and said, really sorry, that was a misunderstanding. No, it wasn't a misunderstanding.
It was clear
what happened. I told you it was my wife.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We had nothing to do with whatever was upsetting him.
And there are other times, too, in my experience, like the people warn you, don't do this, don't do that. And then you meet the person and they couldn't be more nice and normal. And that's all anybody wants to be treated, is normal.
When I at one point, when the McCarthy's was on the air and I was working A comedy clubs around the country, I had an agent that would send not demands, but just, yeah, this is a rider. This is what you
want.
Yeah. And it I had nothing to do with it. And sometimes I'd show up and they'd go, oh, well, they said you didn't want that. I don't want any of this.
That's
I want a bottle of water and a stool. And,
so did you say something to that agent?
Yeah, I did eventually. But they're like, well, you know, you gotta define what you want. I don't want anything. Don't cause people.
You know, we've been longtime friends with Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
Dan Whitney. Good guy. Great guy. Hires this agent. One of the most powerful comedy agents there is.
Mm-hmm.
That guy said things to me that no human should never say
to another. Yeah, I remember that.
He was the meanest I've ever... Nobody's ever been as mean, screaming at me over nothing. And I'm like, I want to tell the guy to off, but it's Larry's guy. So I've got to be... All right, I took the hit. But it was amazing to me. So when I talked to Larry, I'm like, whoa, bro, what's going on? He goes, I'm sorry, man. And this is a long time ago, so I can tell you this. But he said, in order for me to sign on with this guy, he looks at me and he says, I'm going to quadruple your income, you know, but I'm the guy.
Yep.
And you just do what I say. And Larry said, okay. And this is Jeff Foxworthy's guy, same guy. And Larry signed on for it. And Larry he was on the cover of Time Magazine.
Sure.
But that's the cost. And Larry's like, I'm really sorry, man. I'm really sorry. I'm like, I wasn't mad at Larry, you know, but I was kind of like, that's, I guess, the deal with the devil that some people make.
The agents in Hollywood, for the most part, are like that. And it's they don't care about you as a person.
Right.
And you can see how Jerry Maguire was made because you find an agent who's a good person.
Right.
And it's a rarity. And I've had a few of those, and I've had those meetings, too. Yeah. I've had those meetings where it's like, look, this is how we do it, and blah, blah, blah. And I'd walked out of those meetings going, nope, I can't have that representing me.
Right.
I don't care how much money they're going to make me.
Right. No, I agree with that 100%.
There is, but here's the other thing. It's comedy club, a theater, they're trying to get every dime.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you do need someone to play bad cop.
Yeah.
Whoa, man. You really do.
That guy was like, you're a fucking... He was all... Wow.
At the time, you were kind of...
Yeah, you were kind of a dick then. But things have changed.
You've changed. You've come a long way.
Hey, we would do it, Larry the Cable Guy at the Dover Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh.
What was the other one? Chantilly's.
Yep.
Right?
I love Chantilly's.
Little clubs and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've been all of them.
I watched Larry the Cable Guy do a show at Chantilly's, and the guy in the front row passed out, hit the floor, had like a heart thing.
Yeah.
And what does Larry say? And the guy hits the floor, and Larry looks at the audience, he goes, look at me, I'm killing. And I was like, holy shit. but anyway, all right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. But always good to hang out with you, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Listen, next time, call my agent. All right?
I like those behind-the-scenes stories because we see a little bit of that sometimes. But it's interesting for people that don't get to see those kind of things.
I'm living it, but it's also a closed world, and I don't want to betray any confidence.
Exactly.
But I will say this on this latest show that I'm working on.
None of that.
I have seen nothing but super cool people, and I hope I get to see more of that.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, everybody. Well, enjoy the rest of the day, and we will see you tomorrow on The Buzz 24/7. Thank you.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.